Praise God. I think the message has been very clear. Trust Jesus. You've come in tonight, and I'm just always amazed how God just will set his people up for just a clear message for each and every one of us. And it doesn't get any more simpler than that. Tonight we go out of here, and it is to trust Jesus completely with your life. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That's what Scripture says. The Bible says that in Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. That's the gospel. That's the good news of Jesus Christ, you see. But you have to trust Jesus with all of your heart. You can't share your heart with God and the things of this world. Your heart has to be fully given to him. You have to give him complete room to have your heart, because he's the only one that can bring healing to your heart completely and fully. Trust Jesus to heal. Trust Jesus to set you free. Trust Jesus to do miracles in your life with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. So many people continue to just trust in this idea of, if I gain enough knowledge, if I study enough religion, if I do enough research, if I get my education and become a career person. And I'm telling you right now, you and I are being bombarded today in this world with all types of just humanistic ideas of being, hey, you can have your God, and you yourself are a God too, all you got to do is just be a great thinker and just be open to other people, and everything will be fine. Let me tell you, you cannot lean on your own understanding. You lean on your own understanding, and where do you get? Nowhere. You still keep trying to understand something else. Outside of Jesus Christ, we'll continue to try to take efforts to understand something else that's new, and try to understand this today and understand this today. And we collect all this knowledge. And outside of Jesus Christ, you live your entire life searching for answers. And just like Alice, she was sharing time, coming to church at times, studying religion, and she was never made whole. There was still this emptiness in. And it wasn't until she came to a place where she would no longer lean on her own understanding, but fully trusting Jesus with her heart, trusting Jesus to be God, trusting Jesus to be Savior. Like, I am saved, I'm set free only because of Jesus, not because of knowledge, not because of my education, not because of my degrees, not because I finally got the right job. Now, finally, I can go to church. No, trust Jesus now. With all of your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That means you have to live a life fully given to Jesus Christ and recognize him as Savior. In all of my ways, no matter where I go in life, Jesus is my Savior. If I go to the right, Jesus is my Savior. He has set me free. If I move to the left, Jesus is my Savior. He has set me free. In New York City, you've got to believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior. If you think getting out of New York City and moving to Florida will make life better, okay, fine. But still, Jesus is your Savior in Florida. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. He's the only one who can straighten out your path. He's the only one who can move things out of the way. He can move doubt out of the way. I don't know about you, but before I came to realize Jesus Christ as my Savior, and before I gave him all of my heart, I grew up a pastor's kid. But I wanted to know and understand the other things that were out in the world, because for many years I had lived kind of like this little suburban quiet life, going to a very loud and exciting Pentecostal church, and your daddy would preach a message and everybody get to shouting, hooping and hollering. I mean, where I grew up in church, they was doing wind sprints up and down the aisles. And so I kind of grew up in it, you know? And I left out of there. I turned 18 and I went to just explore. I wanted to understand different things. I wanted to take a journey down my own path. And outside of Jesus Christ, all I did was just keep running into roadblocks. Man, I kept crashing everywhere I went. My path was a mess. It was never straight outside of Jesus Christ. Every roadblock, the roadblocks of doubt and fear, bitterness and anger, wrong relationships, wrong friendships. I tried exploring into the clubs and the party scenes. That was a whole mess. You can't tell me that that is the fulfillment of life. That is the worst path you could possibly take. All of my young people, that is not a straight path. It's sloppy and it's messy. You stumble around. You get drunk. You find yourself in somebody's house where you shouldn't be at the end of the night. It's a terrible path. You want a straight path? Trust Jesus with all of your heart. You want to move down the street? You want to go forward in life? You want to see it work out? Trust Jesus with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him. Look to him. He's your healer. You heard about the journeys of Hans, and you heard about the journeys of Alice. And in conclusion, for both of them, their testimony was simply this: trust Jesus. Trust him to heal your broken heart. Trust him to change everything that has gone wrong. Trust him with those areas in your heart that you've decided in your own understanding that it could never be fixed again, or that it's not going to work out again. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, when he came down to save us and to set us free, he became flesh so that we could be saved and set free. He came to this place called the Pool of Bethesda. It was this place where there was a lot of these invalids, a lot of people blind and lame, couldn't walk and sick and a lot of disease. And scripture says there was multitudes of these people all like laying around in this place. And Jesus walked up on this one particular person who had been laying there for 38 years, sick, lame, paralyzed, couldn't move for 38 years, hoping that at this pool of Bethesda, you know, scripture tells us that it was the hope that at a certain time, the angel of the Lord would stir up the pool. And if you could get into the pool, if you can make your way to the pool, you'd be saved, you'd be healed. And so here he was, always waiting for his opportunity. But because he was paralyzed, he couldn't even get up the path and couldn't even get to the pool. And Jesus shows up and he knew that he'd been sick, paralyzed for 38 years. And Jesus says to him, "You want to be healed?" He asked him this question, Jesus. He's still asking the question today, by the way, to you and I. You want to be healed? But you know what the guy says? Rather than yes, he goes, "I got nobody to help me." Every time the pool gets stirred up, nobody comes and helps me, and everyone always steps over me. That's what he says. You see, if you find yourself trusting man to make your path straight, even when you have the opportunity to be healed, you still find yourself complaining because you've been so engulfed in trying to trust others for your breakthrough, trust others for your healing, trust others to change your life and to set you free. You're trusting in relationships. You're trusting in that one person that's going to give you the break on the job. You're trusting in that one professor who's going to move you along. You're trusting in that one boss who you've been bringing in some extra cookies for to finally give you the raise that you want. And every time you get disappointed, you get disgruntled, you get angry, you get bitter. And here's Jesus saying, "What do you want me to do for you? Do you want me to heal you? Do you want me to make your path straight? Do you want to go forward? Do you want to be saved from your sin? Do you want me to reach down and touch your heart and set you free? And touch every area of your life where you've been wounded and rejected and disappointed?" I pray that no one walks out of here going, "Oh, every time I've needed help, no one's helped me. People have just passed over me. They've just walked on by." I pray that every response to the question that Jesus asked would be, "Yes, heal me. I trust you tonight." But Jesus, in his grace, because he just loves and cares for you and I so much, that he goes, get up, pick up your bed, and walk. I mean, here's a guy, 38 years, all he does in response to Jesus Christ is complain. So many people do that. They have the opportunity to be healed, set free, and delivered by a Savior, Jesus Christ. And all you gotta do tonight is say yes to Jesus. Trust Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad he responded to Jesus, but it wasn't in his own strength that he got up. It was the power of Jesus that came upon this broken man for 38 years. And suddenly, 38 years of bondage, 38 years of pain, 38 years of rejection, 38 years of sin and failure, suddenly wiped away. He gets up, he picks up his bed, and starts walking. Now, here's what's really cool about this moment. He starts walking, and it happened to be the Sabbath. And in Jewish culture, on the Sabbath, you weren't even allowed to pick up your bed and walk with it. You weren't allowed to do any work, you know what I mean? And so here's a man who everybody knew for 38 years, laying around doing nothing, paralyzed, always begging and asking for help. And suddenly, when the Jewish leaders, the religious leaders, see him walking with his bed, the only thing that they can say to the guy is, what are you doing carrying your bed around? It's the Sabbath. We don't care that suddenly you're walking after 38 years. What in the world are you doing? Put that down. Now, mind you, I gathered something from that moment when they scolded him for carrying the bed. He'd been listening to people for 38 years put him down. 38 years, he's been walked over, he said. But suddenly, when Jesus came into his life, suddenly, he was no longer dependent on what man would say to dictate his every move. But now his trust was in Jesus. So, oh, wait. Without even fully understanding who Jesus was, he turns to these guys who he's probably never talked back to ever in his life and goes, the man told me to do it. Suddenly, all of a sudden, there is a trust that is stirring in his heart that comes from the power of Jesus to get you and I to rise up, pick up the bed, and walk. And you'll start to talk to people in a way that you've never talked to them before. It'll be out of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ to set you free. I can imagine, well, excuse me, who is this man that told you to pick up your bed and walk? And then, I don't even really know. But I mean, I just ran into him. I'm feeling real good right now. And my legs feel good, and I feel good in my soul. And I'm just going to trust him. He told me to get up, so I'm getting up. I'm definitely not going back there again. If you have the opportunity to get up tonight, don't go back to that place where you have laid for years. And this person who now is walking heads into the temple. And when he goes to the temple, he runs into Jesus. And Jesus goes, yes! Ha ha! Look at that, you're healed! All right, well listen, sin no more. All right? And Jesus has a way of finishing what he started. Yes. He not only wants to bring healing to your body, but he wants to set you free from the bondage of sin. So when you experience Jesus, this is why you have to trust the Lord with what? All of your heart. So Jesus in this moment is finishing what he started. Ha! You're healed. Good. Sin no more so that nothing else bad will happen to you. Because if he says that, he means it, which means this. Sin no more. Turn away. Repent from sin. Walk away from it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, turn away from evil. Sin no more. God will give you the grace to turn away and walk away from sin. And you turn and you walk and you go rejoicing. If God tells us to sin no more, if God says, hey, I've given you power. It's the power of Jesus demonstrated on the cross. Why does he say sin no more? Because he died for your sin. He went to the cross. He took it upon himself. Why in the world would I carry that mess around anymore? Turn, repent, trust Jesus with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. When they come to reject you, when they come to spit on you, when they come to talk down about you, when they come and they let you down, you turn to them and say, I know who told me to get up and walk. It's Jesus. He told me to sin no more. He told me I'm no longer a victim of negativity and darkness and wickedness. I will no longer be bound by the power of the enemy. I'm free in the name of Jesus Christ. Trust Jesus with all of your heart. We're going to worship the Lord right now. And we're going to pray. I want to pray tonight. I want to pray for people that are going to make a decision tonight to trust Jesus with all of your heart, not some of it. Not a certain section. I mean, so many people do that, right? They're kind of in and out of church and they give Jesus like this certain percentage of their beating heart. And you wonder why your heartbeat is still a struggle of anxiety or depression or loneliness. Are you willing to trust him with all of your heart so that your heart can beat fully in the power of Jesus Christ? Do you want to go forward? Do you want a straight path? I want a straight path. You know what? The straight path in Jesus Christ doesn't mean that there aren't going to be any roadblocks. The straight path in Jesus Christ is a savior full of power that removes the roadblocks as you move forward. The straight path is sometimes, honestly, a path where I'm not sure if I take the next step, there will be a level for me to walk on. But a straight path in Jesus Christ gives me the faith to know that he's going to lay out my foundation. This is why scripture refers to him as the rock of my salvation. My foundation will never be shaken again. Every step I make it in faith. I trust Jesus with all of my heart to heal, to do a miracle, to transform my life, to set me free. I trust Jesus to break every addiction that has held me bound. I trust Jesus to renew my mind, to take away the desires of smoking weed, I trust Jesus to take away the desires to go to the club and just dance the night away with anybody and gratify my flesh and the lust of my flesh. I trust Jesus to break those desires. I trust Jesus to break the desires of watching movies and films that are pervasive and showing things that are ungodly and unpleasing, and they rot out my spirit. I trust Jesus to break those things. I trust Jesus. I trust Jesus to heal my heart, to mend it. Because someone has touched me the wrong way. I trust Jesus to fill my heart and set me free from the bitterness that I hold because I've been rejected. I trust Jesus to give me the strength to forgive those that have hurt me and have let me down. Those that have walked over me, when I ask them just to help me get up and keep going, I trust Jesus to give me the strength to forgive. That is trusting the Lord with all of your heart. Would you stand up? Hey. Would you trust the Lord enough to come down here and pray with me? And if this message and the testimonies that you've heard tonight have ministered and spoken to you and to your heart, then I want you to come down here. Don't be shy about it. Don't hesitate. The plans outside of these four walls, outside of God's house right now, they can wait for a little bit. What I want you to do is I want you to come down here and I want you to just give God your heart completely. You just say here, and let's just lay it down here at the front of this auditorium. Let's just lay our hearts down before Jesus and just say, I need to give you my entire heart. I've been holding back. There's some things that I've been kind of holding for myself. And you don't need to be ashamed about it. You come with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, come with your husband, your wife, your friend, whoever. You just make your way down here. There's nothing to be ashamed about it. And let me tell you something. God is going to bring healing, but you got to present the heart to him, your whole heart. Allow him to be God. Allow him to be Savior. We're going to worship. There's still time. You know, if you're pondering it right now and you're kind of going back and forth in your mind, should I go? Nah, I'll deal with it later. No, I'm good. I can get a good feel of things from the balcony or from the back row. No. I know you can, but we want to pray with you. Sometimes just symbolically coming out of your seat and just coming before the Lord and go, man, I'm coming to the front and I'm just going to trust in the Lord with all of my heart. Because I really need healing right now. And I need him to be my Savior. I don't need to be in and out and just back and forth with my relationship with Jesus. I need to be all in. I need to be all in. Children, if you're here tonight, trust Jesus with all of your heart. You come. Thank you. I see parents bringing their children. It's beautiful. Teenagers, come. College students. Hey, lean not on your own understanding. Trust Jesus with all of your heart. You come as we worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Would you pray this prayer after me? Dear Jesus, I trust in you with all of my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. And tonight, in all of my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you. Jesus, make my path straight. I believe you died on the cross for me and rose again on the third day. I'm a new person because of you, Jesus. I choose to turn from my sin. I choose to get up and to walk. I'm not going back. I'm going forward. In your name, Jesus. Amen.